Once upon a time, the Hunter River was one of the biggest trade routes used to import and export goods in New South Wales, but it wasn't the only route, with smaller connecting rivers playing a vital role. Hunter local Wayne Patsfield is about to release some of this history in his new book. He's here to tell you more about it. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Kai. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Where did your interest on steamships in the Patterson River come from?
Well, lots of my forebears were involved in the river. My great-great-grandfather, most of his sons became river captains and worked on the river ships. And, that's how it all started. Actually, when I knocked off work, I thought I'd do something about it.
You thought, well, I've got a bit of extra time on my hand. I can start digging.
Yeah, but I haven't got any extra time. It's like Pandora's box, actually. I opened it up and it all exploded, you know.
Yeah, where do you even start? Well, like when something has a history from 1832 to the 1950s, where do you even begin, Wayne?
Well, there are a few books available, quite a few, actually. It's chasing them around and finding them. Lots of stuff in the libraries and historical society. Patterson had quite a few photos. The Maritime Centre in Newcastle, that was wonderful. They helped me out really well down there.
When you looked in the very early days, what was it that that brought steamships to the Patterson River to start with?
Well, number one, there were no roads. There were only horses about, horses and bullock carts and stuff like that, and the roads were pretty rough. And, of course, it took weeks to get something from A to B. So shipping was the logical answer, and not only that, all the stuff basically had to come from Sydney. So they brought it up from Sydney, straight up the rivers. Morpeth played the original part, and then everything just fanned out from there.
Yeah, so it just slowly kept growing out from that central place.
Yes. Originally, the sailing vessels came up the Patterson River, like before they got to Morpeth. But as Morpeth developed and the bigger steamships arrived with all the stuff from Sydney, and bang, all the little vessels got into it, and there were hundreds and hundreds of them.
I was going to ask you about that. Did we see different sizes of ships depending on where they were going in the river system?
We did, yeah. The bigger vessels couldn't get all the way up the Patterson River because of volcanic rock outcrops in the river and stuff of that nature, you know, and shoals and sandbanks and one thing and another. But, the smaller ones did that, and the smaller ones range from, in old talk, 40 feet long up to about 140, you know.
Yeah, right. And they weren't so deep, so they could go on those smaller river systems?
That's correct, yeah. They had a very shallow draft on the vessels, and one in particular, Anna Maria, she's on the cover of the new book. She would only have about a metre of water underneath her when it was fully loaded with 100 tonnes.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Amazing stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and to think that they were navigating these river systems with so much cargo on board, Wayne, is quite remarkable.
It is. There's one story there where Armstrong and Royce used to have a big timber mill in Carrington many years ago, and they had a couple of vessels which they sent up the river to get timber. And one of the captains, he wouldn't travel on the river on Friday afternoon because of the coal smoke. It was too dangerous. Mm-hmm. Vessels burnt coal, and there were so many on the river, it was just one big haze, you know. He would only go up on the late Friday afternoon, very late, stay overnight and come back Saturday. So.
How busy were these river systems with all these boats? Like, what would have it looked like, Wayne?
Very, very busy, actually. It's there were lots of collisions over the period of, you know, like the time they were running. The river wasn't wide enough, actually, to get two boats to pass in various places. And, as you can imagine, it's just like Pitt Street on Saturday morning used to be, you know.
Yeah, except on our rivers.
Yeah, on our rivers, yeah.
And they were bringing up everything that we needed in our life at that stage?
Yes, yeah, they would come up loaded with sundries, they called them. They were everything from brooms to shovels to rakes and all that type of stuff, rakes for loosen, picking up loosen. And then they would take all the farm produce back because Sydney ran on horse and carts, and they had to have something, and so they grew all the loosen here, and it was taken back to Sydney and auctioned at Haymarket the next morning. Yep. Haymarket in Sydney, that's where it got its name from, and away it went to all the dairies and all the coaches and things down there.
So it was as important for our communities to be making their money and livelihood off people in the big smoke as it was vice versa?
Yes, that's exactly right.
How hard was it to find some of the photographs, the historical material, as you started digging through local history archives?
Very difficult. What's happened is the floods, the big floods we've had here in my lifetime, the 49 and 50, early 50s, 55, they went through everybody's house, the older people. They had all their photographs stored, and they've lost a lot. And it was only just a few people that I've managed to find photographs. So I've been very lucky. I've managed to pick some up in Sydney, actually, of all places.
And, wow.
Yeah, and as well as when I'm interviewing people, and because I've been all over the valley interviewing people, and you get to look in their photo albums, which is good.
Yeah. What are people saying to you? What are they? What are their memories of the steamships being on these river systems?
They seem to remember a couple of vessels on the Paterson, mainly, like the Anna Maria was one. She was a very unusual looking vessel. It was a stern wheel paddler, like a Mississippi paddler.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. Like
paddle wheel. But it wasn't all that big, you know. But and there were bigger ones, of course, similar, with the big paddles on the back. But people just looked to the captains of them that that operated the ships, because they would bring stuff up and drop it off, especially for Mrs. Jones, you know, the here's your tablets or whatever you need to take, you know, and they'd drop it off especially for her, all that sort of stuff.
Mm. In the end, in the 1950s, was it simply that our road systems were better that we saw these steamships end sea service?
Yes, yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah, the everything, it's I've got to shut this phone up too.
There's a steamship in your house, steam train in your house, Wayne.
There is.
I don't want to run.
That's another thing I'm tied up with, the steam trains, but that's another story.
That's the next book, is it?
No, the next book is, I've already done one on the sailing vessels on the Paterson. This one's on the steam vessels on the Paterson. And I'm doing the next one, I've already started it, of all the bigger ships that went to Morpeth, brought the cargo up from Sydney and then took all the gear back to Morpeth, back to Sydney rather. I've started on that one, and so probably this time next year, hopefully, we might have that one on the go too.
What are the rewards? What are the emotions of doing this research and putting these books together for yourself and the community, Wayne?
I just feel like it's taken so much out of my life, time-wise, and it's taken it out of the family as well. But the point of the exercise is, if I don't do it, no one else will do it, because there's no information around anymore. I've managed to get what's there, and all the people have passed on, you know. Mm.
Well, it's amazing that you have done this, and it's been really great to find out a little bit more about it. Where can we pick up your book, Wayne?
On Sunday from 1 till 4 in Tucker Park at Paterson, or on the Paterson Historical Society website. The books will be available next week on there, and they can be posted out to people. It's also in the bookshop in High Street, Maitland. John Partridge there, he'll have them, and Basie General Store and Woodville General Store, places like that around town here.
You've gone viral, Wayne.
Yeah.
Well, it's been wonderful to hear about the work that you have done. Congratulations on the book, and I hope lots of people come down to say hi at Tucker Park and pick up their copy on Sunday.
So do I. Keep the rain away, bud.
Yeah, all right, we'll do our best, just for those 3 hours.
Much.
Thanks, Wayne.
See you later.
Wayne Patsfield there. He's the author of a brand new historical book, Steamships on the Paterson River. It's, you know, through Paterson Historical Society. So if you want more information, pattersonhistory.org.au, or Wayne and the team will be down at Tucker Park from 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, the 18th of October.